This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hanging out on the south side, Dukes and Bell. Yo just stopped by. That's what everybody calls him at work. He just stopped by.
They call me Mr. Yo.
He said his little girl, and Mike, I felt like, you know, I was like the big giant or something. He said his little girl wanted to come over and say hello, and he was like, Daddy, the other guy is fine, Mike. The other guy, though, he's kind of big like you. And I said, me? And so he didn't bring his little girl over here, but he stopped by to say hello, man. Yo, I know you're back in the car. Thank you for listening to Dukes and Bell and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Came down here to just congratulate Mike on the Florida State dub, and then looked at me and went, tough loss. Thank you, yo. Appreciate it. Talking about Texas, it's a long season, man, and we're going to see how things shake out. We're going to talk more college football later in the show with Barbara Dooley at 4 o'clock. Cannot wait to visit with her and get her thoughts about the Dogs, not only last week, but now looking ahead. And how she feels about this team. That's going to happen at 4, and less than 15 minutes from now, we'll go behind enemy lines with Rick Stroud. Mike, he's so good, has been with us for years. He's one of the best in the NFL, has covered the Bucs for a long time, and that's through the thin years and then the Super Bowl years. And, right. You know, Rick is on all these storylines, man. And we were saying yesterday, guys, there are some teams, like tonight with the Eagles, no noise, no nothing, all offseason.
Right.
The Bucs are very similar. They had a draft. Quiet. No conversation about what's going on or distractions. And, you know, those are the teams that seem like, Mike, they're already headed on the right path, and it gives you a reason to kind of believe, like, okay, last year wasn't a fluke, not for the Eagles, but a team like the Bucs, people thought, you know, they weren't going to make the playoffs last year, and they found themselves not only doing that, but winning this division again. And we said it all offseason, guys, this is the team we've got to beat if we're going to win this division.
Well, that's the thing about, you know, a guy that doesn't get a lot of credit. I mean, their head coach does a fantastic job, and we talk about the ladies' man, but I tell you what.
Todd Bowles.
Yes, Todd Bowles. What I was going to say is he's done such a great job taking over for a guy that, you know, let's be honest, when they left him and you felt, okay, Brady's gone, what's the point, right? Why don't you just turn it all over, move on? Bruce Arians leaves. What is Todd Bowles going to do? Well, all he's done is gone out to win the division every single year, including when they were really looking like there was no chance they could win that division last year when we were 6-3 and they were looking up at us by 3 games.
Yeah. I think he's underrated because of the way he handles people. By the way, his son's playing at Georgia, for those who don't know. And Todd Bowles has just been really solid as a defensive coordinator in his career. And now this opportunity comes along where he is, you know, hired the right guys around him. And, Mike, we're going to learn a lot. It's easy to maintain success when you keep your assistants. Now another offensive assistant, his OC, leaves and becomes a head coach. What does that look like for Baker Mayfield? What does it look like for the offense? And maybe they stay the course. It's a big question for the Lions as well as the season gets underway tonight with the Cowboys and Eagles.
Last year, remember, they kind of ran into that buzzsaw that was the Commanders. Year before, they were giving the Lions all they can handle when the Lions were everybody's sweetheart.
Yeah, I like them when we're not playing them. I think they're a really good football team. Last year, they did all of this with arguably their second best receiver and one of the top 10 wide receivers in the league out. Chris Godwin was done, and they still were able to accomplish this last year. Hey, by the way, Hawk star Trey Young, according to our buddy Caleb Johnson, follow Caleb here at 92.9 The Game, is going to be the guest picker on College Game Day ahead of Oklahoma hosting Michigan. And I think, if we remember correctly, Trey is doing some GM stuff at Oklahoma. I don't think he's the – what is he? A big O? He is the GM. Okay, because I know we talked about this months ago, but that's kind of cool for Trey, giving back to his college and his alma mater. But he's going to be a part of College Game Day on Saturday. He's the assistant GM at Oklahoma. So maybe he's got a future there down the road. 404-726-0929, guys, talking all things NFL and certainly college football as we gear up for another big weekend. As we mentioned, we'll get to what Michael Penix had to say yesterday on the show, and we'll give you a chance to hear it because he joined us yesterday up at Flowery Branch, and it was just refreshing, man. He's not nervous. Anything that you might think about, okay, now it's your team and how you feel, I think he's very comfortable in his own shoes and very comfortable with who he is, and I think that is translating well for this football team. Hey, man, we got a lot more to get to coming up. As we mentioned, behind enemy lines, Rick Stroud right now. Let's get to 4th and 1. Tua Tagovailoa says his relationship with Tyreek Hill is, quote, good. The conversation is dead. Okay. I don't know if it is. I think Tyreek Hill is still trying to earn the respect back, Mike, of his teammates after quitting on them last year. But that's what his quarterback is saying, and I guess he doesn't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, the captain thing, how big is it? We talked about our captains here with the Falcons, and Michael Penix Jr., his first year as a starter, being one of the captains. Some of the guys you'd expect, like Jesse Bates. But does it matter? Does it matter to the fans? I think it does matter inside that room. The Bills, they announced their – by the way, Hard Knocks, horrible last night to wrap up.
I didn't watch it.
You didn't miss anything. I mean, literally showing guys signing their contract to be on the practice squad.
I didn't see it.
I mean, that's compelling television. But they've sent it. Everyone got a piece of paper, and the coach goes, two captains can be from the same side of the football, or just pick your two captains. That's how Buffalo was doing it. In the case of Miami, though, look, he ran his mouth. This guy, Tyreek Hill, I'm not saying he's going full Antonio Brown, but he was darn near close at the end of the season because he was ready to walk away and said as much.
Yeah, and by the way, where would you rate this Hard Knocks? When you told me weeks ago that you were not intrigued, I watched the first episode, and then I did not follow up.
I tried, because I got a bunch on the DVR, so last night after the Braves game, which I flipped over, and it was on HBO in real time. Just nothing going on. And so I went and I Googled, is it just me or does Hard Knocks suck? And Awful Announcing had an article that said, yeah, there's just no juice. And I think, Carl, this has kind of become, we all knew with Sean McDermott, he's a control freak. So they were going to, you know, they have the final control with the edit. Even the Raiders, we talked about Antonio Brown, all that juice and soap opera there, he was there. Remember the helmet and all this? None of it made it to TV. We'd be talking about it in like this segment on the radio, but you never saw anything. So I think the teams in last year with the Bears, with Eberflus, same thing. You know, you had Caleb Williams, which should have been a compelling story. So it's just, to me, it's gone from being must-see TV to just, there's no juice. There's no edge because they've edited out anything that would make it remotely interesting.
Yeah,
teams want that control. They don't want any smoke.
No, and you know what? Speaking of distractions, they didn't want to create any for themselves. A lot of people are picking Buffalo to get past the Chiefs this year and get to the Super Bowl. They are not willing to go there and make more of issues than they need to. Hey, the 49ers agreed to Juwan Jennings agreed to a deal to restructure his contract. They add $3 million to his current $7.5 million deal. I'll say this. Kyle Shanahan said, this team reminds him of the teams that have gone to the Super Bowl. And remember, for four of the last, like, you go back the last 6 or 7 years, they were in the NFC Championship game every year. Got to the Super Bowl, weren't able to get it done with Garoppolo. And then, you know, the injuries hit. But if the 49ers are as good as Shanahan thinks they are, then that's a team that's on the resurgence, Mike.
But you just don't know what you're going to get in that wide receiver court unless Nielsen's going to be the new thing, right? Or is it Pearsall? Who's the kid from Florida?
Yes.
Pearsall got shot. Remember, he got shot down at downtown San Fran a year ago. But that kid is supposed to be the guy who's going to maybe take that leap and maybe be the impact player. If you drafted him in fantasy, that's kind of a guy you're betting on the come for. Christian McCaffrey staying healthy. You and I were just talking about that because, again, the fantasy ramifications. Is McCaffrey going to be able to stay healthy, or is he going to be the work? Is he going to be the workhorse and they work him into the ground? You know, because that's one way to look at it. Ayuk, you know, and you look at the weapons, you say, it's not as impressive as it was when Deebo Samuel was part of that team.
No, look, at one point they had the most potent offense, and I think anybody could have ran it. And I'm talking about quarterback. That's why Garoppolo was as good as he was. You know, Purdy gets in there. I'm not a big Purdy guy because I think he's just operating in an offense that makes it really easy for him to be great. So with that said, though, Shanahan said that, and they pay Juwan Jennings. Meanwhile, we mentioned this earlier. It's Dukes and Bell, 4th and 1, brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Amari Cooper retires from the Raiders. It's just the timing, guys. I mean, if your heart's not in it, so be it. But, you know, 3 days before the opener, and he signed with them, and they thought, hey, this is a guy that maybe comes in and helps Geno Smith. Mike, now he's done. And, again, 5-time Pro Bowler. He had a really good career, but walks away at the age of 31.
Yeah, and we've seen this before. Now, does it mean is he really done? Because didn't Waller retire, and then Waller came back, and he's now injured again?
After the rap video.
Right, second time around after his ill-advised musical career. But, I mean, look, if you're not feeling it, I mean, better now than, as we said.
That was him.
I mean, you can try to be T-Pain, but you know, you got to have a little. He's got to be a little flow. I mean, that sounds like a guy either gargling or just simply singing in the shower.
He made that about that woman, right? His girlfriend.
Yes.
Kelsey Plum. Wow, I understand.
And the video on him on the beach. Remember that? Him walking on the beach.
Oh yeah, yeah.
All backed out.
They never got back together, huh?
Yeah, she heard that song.
That's what it was.
Thanks, but no thanks.
I'm done.
Hey, man, one last nugget we brought up last hour. Nick Benito, 6 picks after Troy Anderson. I'll say it again. 23 sacks in his career, including 13 last year. Denver gives him $120 million four-year extension. $70 million is guaranteed for a guy that we could have had at linebacker.
I think I'm going to get AI and make a song.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, man.
What's it going to sound like?
I don't know. I'm going to have AI construct it. I mean, I'm just saying. If he can put this out there, there's something I can do. I know I can do better than that.
It's so bad. Yes, it does prove that anyone can do it, but I'd like to think you put a little more effort into it.
I'll just go AI construct a song and call me MC whatever. All right. We're coming back. We're going to have a chance to talk with Rick Stroud about Tampa.
How banged up are they, by the way?
Well, we'll find out next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.